Well, a few minutes now for a cautionary tale, perhaps, about teaching in the age of social media. It's the story of an adjunct professor, Matthew Prince, who's also a big public relations executive at Taco Bell, one of his students, Sylvie Bastardo, who is, you know, a student, and a TikTok challenge. It's the first day of a marketing course at Chapman University in Southern California. We'll let Professor Prince start.
The class was influencer marketing, and my challenge was pretty simple. Challenge was two parts. The first was if they were to get a video filmed in the class or about the class, up to 1 million views on TikTok, I would cancel the final.
I took a video immediately as the challenge was presented in class, and it ended up being a good video, so I decided to post it to TikTok and added a quick song behind it that had been trending just to give it a shot. It's this song from New Zealand about a bad hair day.
Okay, jumping in here to say, pay attention, the whole thing is just 6 seconds. What you see is a shot of the professor and his challenge written out at the front of the class. Then Sylvie swings her iPhone to the girl next to her, who's mouthing like, what? Here we go. Can, chick, can. Let's listen again.
The other part of the challenge was if I were able to get a video filmed on TikTok about the class or in the class, I would get to add an extra assignment to the syllabus.
Ah, but the poor guy didn't even get that chance.
I remember I was at Taco Bell and I was discussing the challenge with my team in social media because I thought they would get a kick out of it. And I said, hey, you know, I gave this challenge to my class. And they said, oh, you know, actually, we saw something show up on our For You page very similar to this. And like, that's kind of weird. And sure enough, we kind of looked back and I'm like, that is my class.
My friend in the class was texting me. My parents were texting me. We were like, what are you doing? Like, this is going viral. Like, this is crazy.
My hope for the challenge would be that it would be over the course of the semester. And we'd have time for, you know, engagement. We could work on the project together and what was working, what wasn't working. Kind of make an educational process throughout the course of the semester.
It took about 24 hours to reach 1 million, but it happened pretty fast.
I created a stitch to that video with my video officially canceling the final.
That's me. I'm the professor. I gave this challenge on Tuesday. It's been less than 48 hours. And it's true. I said, if you get 1 million views, I'll cancel the final. And they did it. That's fantastic. And you know what? I made my point just to showcase the power of influence and social. You don't have to be a celebrity to drive it. And I don't have to grade a final.
So what is the lesson? Let's bring in Matthew Prince for some closing thoughts. Matthew, what do we learn here? You had this expectation. I had to chuckle. This will be a semester-long project or whatever. That feels so literally old school.
Yeah, I think what I was trying to accomplish was connecting them to real life situations. I don't think you can get a valid understanding of the power of social without actually diving in and seeing it firsthand.
But what else does it tell you or us? The way TikTok works, someone can like this effort. Yay, I'm against finals too. They can hate it. It all counts. The lesson there seems to be, it doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the reflection of marketing in general. I remember a saying that I heard when I first started in my career was, you know, you can love something or you can hate something, but just don't be indifferent about it. I mean, everyone's going to have an opinion on a lot of things, especially when it involves TikTok.
And by the way, what were some of the things you were hoping to make lessons out of this as you went along that you didn't have time for?
My goal is to see what videos would be performing better than others. Were the sounds that you were using or the music you were using, was that trending, was it not?
But I wonder too, is there something that lawmakers, people in the U.S. who are so concerned about TikTok being a Trojan horse of China, you know, a way to get information about Americans, that it's being banned? Is there something that you think those lawmakers aren't seeing?
I do think TikTok brings so much value. If you look at the work that it's done through communities and raising awareness and providing opportunities for small businesses and for individuals to show their and share their stories, You know, Gen Z's not getting their news from the dot-coms. They're getting their news from TikTok, from their For You page, and from other people who are sharing their information. It's for fun, and it's for positive storytelling, and it's for spreading awareness, understanding, and gaining education. And I think if you focus on those pieces, it really is actually a special place.
Matthew Prince, public relations executive at Taco Bell and also adjunct professor at Chapman University, will post things at hearnow.org, and you can make them go viral again. Matthew, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And let's give the final word to our TikTok challenge champion, Sylvie Bastardo, who loves Matthew's class. But Sylvie, do you think there's also a lesson here that maybe even a young professor, a hip professor like Matthew Prince, may have underestimated how much you guys can already do?
Yeah, I'm not sure he was aware like how much the power having a challenge like this would be, but I don't think the class was aware either. I think it was kind of luck that the video hit a million. But I definitely think social media is a big generational divide.
Yeah, because he thought he was going to use it all semester.
I know.
Because I know you're loving this song. That's Sylvie Bastardo, a student at Chapman University, who set her viral video to a sped-up version of this song, Bad Hair Day.